Hi, welcome back to For Me, But Also For You. Today, let's do a little life update. I am currently on my deathbed. The last 6 months of my life has been a consistent flow of just like nonstop working. No, not six. Since July. It's November now. And since July, I have been nonstop working. Like, just fucking grinding. And genuinely, it does make me quite proud of myself because I kind of tapped into a work ethic that I didn't know I had. And I've proven to myself that I can work really hard. But on the flip of that, you know, it's a double-edged sword because now I have to learn how to rest and when to take breaks and really what my true limit is, because rest is so important. And living right on the edge of burnout for so long is not a healthy place to be. And that's kind of where I've been, just not resting adequately, because it seems like every day there is something that has to be done, and it's so rare that I get a day that I can just like not do anything, let alone like make time to go to the gym on a consistent basis or like hang out with friends. And that makes me sad because, oh, my tummy. I'm a big believer in balance, and life is all about finding your balance. And I am not in my balance right now. But things that I've genuinely found help me are writing. And these are things I preach about all the time, but like writing really helps decrease the level of stress that I retain, and making a nightly practice of like a nightly yoga-esque practice. Every night I try to, if I can, if I have the time, if I remember, if I'm alive enough by the end of my day to do it, I try to stretch and open up the hips in specific, because I work at a brewery, so I'm standing for like 11 hours a day, and that can really mess. I can really mess with your hips. And so I try to do a lot of like hip opening exercises and things like that, stretches. I've also been working on my handstands. I love handstands. There's something about it that makes you feel so powerful. I really want to be the girl that can just like be in a handstand casually and like kind of just walk around with it. Like, that's how I'm trying to be. That's the goal. Not there yet, but I will get there. And it's been a fun journey just kind of learning my body in a different way that I'm not used to. And it's been a really cool experience. It's also helped me maintain a lot of strength, even though I haven't been going to the gym, specifically in my back, because I try to push away from the ground and I feel like that just like engages the lats and the core, and like, yeah, it's really fun. I like doing handstands. More life update. Mason has been doing a show. He's been doing a Rocky Horror Picture Show. If you don't know what that is, you should definitely... definitely watch it. It's great. But it's been so taxing, even on me. And this is how, I don't even know how he feels. I feel so bad for him. Although he is enjoying his time so much, it is so taxing doing shows like that. And that show is so upbeat and like wild that it requires a lot of energy. Oh my God, from an audience perspective, it's still super taxing. I went to, last night, they had a double feature And basically, that's just, they had a show at 7:30 and they had another show at midnight. Oof. I got off of work at 9 o'clock. I got some drinks with his family, which is always fun, but they know how to get me fucked up. That's a fact. And then I went and I saw the midnight show with a couple of my friends, and I had so much fun. I had a blast. I was screaming, hooting, hollering. That's why I sound like death. But like, think about it. It's a midnight showing, and Mason is in full glam. He is in full glam. Makeup, full face of makeup. Like, his hair is naturally like a dirty blonde, but for the show, he like sprays his hair black. So we have to basically like get him out of his entire situation. And by we, I mean him. But I get to sit there and watch him do it every night. And so we didn't get home until like 4 a.m. And then we had to wind down and like, you know, get to bed. I am so exhausted. It is disgusting. So hear me out, right? I worked at 11 a.m. till 9. And then I went to the show. Didn't get home till 4 a.m. And then I had to be at the office, which is 45 minutes away from my house, at 9 a.m., which did not happen. I got here at like 9:45. I also had to run to the house and get a lockbox off of it. And like, that was before I had to come to the office. So I had like tasks to do before I went to the office. And I'm just like sitting here and my head is pounding. And I have the shakes. I'm trying to drink a lot of water. Because, like, I'm just hungover because I'm a lightweight. It's bad, but it's good. I'm living the dream. Yeah, that's kind of my little life update. It's been a really beautiful experience watching Mason do this show, though. There's something really, really beautiful about acting, in the essence that it puts you so far out of your comfort zone, and it makes you do things that you normally would never do. And I am so proud of Mason for the sheer fact that he is comfortable enough in his sexuality and in his, like, he doesn't have too much pride to be funny and silly like that. And like, I think it takes a really, really, really big man to do something like this. And I'm just extremely impressed by him and his character. And honestly, he's an amazing actor. Like, he blows my mind. The shit that he could do if he just, like, applied himself and, like, wanted to make it big. Oh, I can't even imagine. He's stunning. But that's also how you know, like, to touch on the topic of love, like, that's how you know you love someone. I never thought that I would be so supportive of, like, my boyfriend running around in heels and a corset and, like, doing a show like this. But I'm so stoked about it. It's so epic. And I love watching him grow and just, like, be so comfortable and grow, like, gain that confidence in himself. It's so awesome to watch. And I love to just revel in all, because every night people come up to me and are just like, he's so amazing. Like, your boyfriend is so amazing. And I'm like, bro, I fucking know. Like, I know better than you do. You don't get it. I've been saying this. Like, that's my, I don't know. It's such a cool experience. I didn't know how being on the opposite side of the curtain was going to be, because all my friends are in the show and I'm not in it. And like,
it's hard because it's really, it's like sad. Part of me feels super left out. And it was a choice that I made, so like I can't be mad. But I don't know. It's like sad because I want to be there and I want to be doing it with them and having fun with them because I see how much fun it is. But it's also been such a cool experience to be on the other side and just like enjoy it. And there's no pressure. There's no, like, I don't have to do anything. I don't have to be anywhere. It's cool to just kind of put my feet up and like enjoy it. And I don't know. It's giving me a different perspective of the art, I think. And I think it's one that I needed because it's kind of reminding me or like showing me why I love it and why I think it's so cool. And watching Mason become this character too has been a cool experience because I've learned so much about the process of like acting just from watching him do it. And like, by no means, I'm not a very good little actress. Like I'm funny as Tiana. I am a cool character as Tiana, but like I haven't mastered the art of acting. I don't know. It's weird. It's hard. It's weird to put yourself into that like headspace of this is not who I am, but this is who I am and like all that shit. It's fun. But I've learned a lot from him just about learning a character and like putting yourself in their shoes and stuff. So it's been a cool experience. But yeah, I don't know. I like it though. Because I always talk about being rooted in love, and I feel like this was the universe teaching me how to be rooted in love, like truly. Because I'm watching an art that I love, and I'm watching people do, and my people do art that they, like, it's just so much, like, love, everything. I love the people, I love the art, I love the music, I love the show, I love everything about it. And to like be able to just sit back and support it wholeheartedly and like go hard in the support of it has been like cool. Just a very immersive experience and I love it. But that's my little life update. Yeah, I'm tired. I'm tired, but I'm happy, I guess. Tired and happy, and I'm ready to just like let life calm down for a minute. I think I need to slow my pace. I'm not sure exactly how, but I think I need to slow my pace for my mental health. And again, that's why self-awareness is key, because if I wasn't self-aware, I wouldn't be able to acknowledge that I need to slow down and I need to take a step back. But I do need to. And maybe that's, life's like, it changes with the seasons, you know? Maybe because the winter is coming and it's getting cold and rainy. And maybe that just means that I need to kind of slow down and chill for a little bit. That's what I think. And I recommend that you do the same. If you've been busy, you know, take some time for yourself. Relax, because you deserve it. And pushing yourself to your breaking point does no good for anybody. So take some time and figure out the ways that you can cope with your stresses and practice them religiously. Make those your habits. Make those your systems and your habits so that you can support the beautiful life you want to build and not burn out. Because that's always the worst. So have a cup of tea, have a cup of coffee, and take some time today. And you know that after my niece's birthday party, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm going to bed at like freaking 6 today. Catch me in bed at 6. Okay. Thank you for listening. If you made it this far, you can follow me on my social medias. It's all Tiana Whitman, TyannaWittman on Instagram. I'm not really active on anything else, but you can follow my Instagram. I'm super active on there though. I post a lot and you can see my little daily life. Ask me questions. We can become friends. I'm always looking for more friends to add to my catalog because I just love you guys. I love people. And especially if you listen to this, bro, we're homies. We're like BFFs. We're best buds. So you better be following me on Instagram and be my friend. And I love you. Have the best day. Okay, bye.